Once widely used in the Roman Empire, concrete was used to create some of the largest structures still standing today, including the Roman Pantheon, the Colosseum, and more recently the Hoover Dam. Following the collapse of the Roman Empire, concrete was slowly phased out as a building material until its comeback in the middle of the 18th century. Nowadays, it is a staple construction material and is one of the most widely used man-made materials throughout the modern world. However, concrete is not just useful as a building material for large-scale projects. Concrete has a wide range of uses, and because of its high density, it can often be used as a security measure to deter trespassers, prevent people from breaking and entering, and more. This makes it incredibly useful for building sites where the project has been briefly delayed for a few weeks or months, and security measures need to be put in place to prevent people from squatting. We show three examples of concrete structures which can be used to great effect when renovating a building or conducting planned building or demolition works. Concrete paving slabs. When working in damp or muddy conditions, thick sludge and mucky earth can really hinder construction progress. Concrete paving slabs provide a stable and secure platform upon which the construction workers can progress with construction. They are durable, hard-wearing, and are well resistant to the elements, making them ideal for long-term construction projects or projects working in the open air. Concrete paving slabs come in a variety of colours and sizes, so in some cases it is a good idea to choose a brighter colour as it is easier to spot in harsh weather. Concrete security planters. The ecoskeleton of the building has been completed. Now the job for the interior constructors and designers. However, works may be pushed back or be delayed due to a clash in schedules, bad weather, or similar. A great and subtle way to increase security is to decorate the exterior of the building with concrete security planters. How it works is that a concrete basin is placed outside the building that is made of 2/3 concrete and 1/3 earth and soil. A young sapling is then planted into the soil, giving the illusion that the planter is only there to provide foliage and a pleasant atmosphere. However, the concrete acts as a fantastic security barrier as it prevents vehicles from parking there, and also works as a physical barrier if vandals or squatters want to try to force their way into the building using heavy machinery. Concrete barriers. Often a classical method of security is the most popular one, and temporary concrete vertical barriers do an excellent job of keeping trespassers out. Their large bulk and variety of sizes prevents caravans and coaches from entering a building site, and because of their weight they can easily cordon off sections of the site to prevent public access. It is important to be aware that a construction site may be perfectly secure during the day. However, safety and security measures must be put in place when the employees and construction workers sign off for the day. Otherwise, the building may be a target to squatters and travellers or even vandals. Concrete barriers and security planters deter vandals and squatters so that construction can go ahead as planned without any interruptions.